Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. It's been 2 years to the week since Phoebe Bridgers dropped her acclaimed sophomore album, Punisher. Day off in Kyoto. Punisher earned Bridgers 4 Grammy nominations and was named among the top 5 albums of 2020 by Pitchfork, NPR, Enemy, Vulture, and more. Since its release, Bridgers has also launched her own record label, Saddest Factory Records, get it? And found time to contribute to albums from Paul McCartney to Taylor Swift and more. This week, she has a run of shows in New York and New Jersey as part of her international reunion tour in support of Punisher. She played Asbury Park last night, and she'll be in Brooklyn tonight and Wednesday for 2 pretty much sold-out shows. And then in Queens on Thursday at Forest Hill Stadium, there are still tickets available for that show. I recorded this conversation with Phoebe yesterday because the show was preempted for the January 6th committee hearings. We started by talking about what it's like to be touring Punisher 2 years later.
It is wild. It's cool though. Like, I like that everybody knows it now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's kind of reset my opinions about tour, like when to tour, you know. I think a lot of the time you go on tour and people don't really know the new album very well. And they're like waiting for you to play old songs or something. So it feels like I get kind of the best of both worlds, but it is definitely a trip.
When you joined us back in 2020, you said about Punisher, you told us, quote, "I wrote all these songs as an adult. I resonate with them in ways that some of the older songs on my first record, I don't." Now think about, we're 2 years past that, and a lot of people have had all kinds of changes in the past 2 years and thinking about the world in different ways. How do you feel about those songs now that we are 2 years past that?
Yeah, I feel similarly. Like, I think, I was worried that was always going to happen to me, that like I would write new songs and I would end up feeling distant from old songs. But I think I just have more in common with my 21-year-old self than I did with my 16-year-old self. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like evening out as a person or something.
I like that idea of evening out. You know, you have your highs and your lows in your life. And how do you feel about it? Does evening out, does that excite you? Does that scare you? Like, I'm not necessarily sure I have my peaks and edges, or how do you feel about evening out a little bit?
No, I have some friends who are afraid to do therapy because they're like afraid their creativity is going to leave. And I'm like, you realize therapy is like 1 hour a week of talking to somebody. Like, it's never going to fix you. You know what I mean? We're not talking about like conversion therapy or so. Like, it's not like changing your, you know. So I wish that I could change fundamental things about my personality, but I can't, you know? So, I don't think any amount of like self-help or work will ever change my edges and stuff. But I definitely feel more functional as a human being now than I did when I was a teenager, which is good.
It's like my friend always says, you bring you with you. You can move to a different state, go to a different relationship,
totally.
You bring you with you.
Totally.
My guest is Phoebe Bridgers. So Phoebe, you're going to be in our area a lot. You're an honorary New Yorker for the week, New York, New Jersey person, Asbury Park, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You'll be at Brick Celebrate Brooklyn, Thursday at Forest Hills Stadium. Is the set list and the plan same for all the shows, or do you switch things up depending on the venue?
We're going to switch things up like very, very slightly. I get a perfect set list and then I play it over and over. And it makes me feel bad sometimes when people come to multiple shows and I'm like, oh no, but there will be at least one different song each night.
And your openers on this tour are both acts signed to your label, Satisfactory Records. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had all of them at this point. We've had Sloppy Jane, Charlie Hickey, Muna, and Claude. And Muna's going to be opening the New York shows, which is so exciting.
Okay, and I just, as I said it out loud, it made me laugh. It's Saddest Factory, but sounds like Satisfactory.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the story behind that?
My friend Haley, who's in Sloppy Jane, tweeted it. And I was like, that's an amazing label name. When I was looking for my label name, we went through like a bunch of other ones. I was really upset that Vanity label was taken. But Satisfactory was great. So
what was the appeal of launching a label?
You know, I have always kind of hated the middlemen of liking music and putting it out. You know, I like before I had my own imprint, I would send like 5-page-long emails to the label heads being like, this is why you should put out this record. So it's nice to have like the actual power to do it.
And do you think about, when you're thinking about signing someone to a label, is there a certain sound or sensibility of Satisfactory signees?
No, like not yet. I mean, I think I just have to love it is the only rule. I think maybe it would be scary if something was like way out of my sphere and I had to like look to like a different market. But I think luckily so far, at least especially like with everybody opening my shows, it's like everybody just loves it. So I'm glad that I'm at least signing stuff that's within the realm of like a target market.
How do you find who you want to sign?
I mean, I have like 100 more people that I would love to sign. Like I've never once looked. I think what happens is I hear something and I go, is that signed? And then, you know, 4 very lucky times, the answer has been no. So, so that's how I sign things.
So it's really that straightforward. As you hear an artist, you hear a musician, and it's the music speaks to you and you think, yeah, let's do it.
Totally.
I like it. It's decisive. My guest is Phoebe Bridgers. The album is Punisher. You know it by now. She's on the reunion tour, Brooklyn, Brick Celebrate, Brooklyn Festival, June 14th, 15th, and June 16th at Forest Hills Stadium in our area for the week. All right. So something that if you scroll through your Instagram, you have a new puppy, a pug named Maxine.
I have a puppy. She's like a year and a half now. I got her at the very beginning of 2021 from a shelter in LA. Cause I had like a very ancient old pug dog as a kid who I loved. And I had been looking, for like a long time, and she just magically appeared.
Who was the original pug?
Max.
Oh, it's the Maxine. Legacy. Maxine. Yeah. I get it. Does she come on tour? Does she stay home?
She does. This is the first tour she's been on, and she's doing a great job.
What does it do for you to have your dog with you, to have Maxine with you on tour?
It's really, I don't know, not to be annoying, but it really changes everything. Like it's a morale boost for everyone. I was always terrified of it. I think like I've heard horror stories of people's dogs getting loose if they're like in a backstage. Like she can never be off leash. She's, insane. So she's definitely like an escape artist because she doesn't know any better. Like she'll just like she I was renting a house on vacation one summer like last year, and she like escaped up like 5 properties and we had to chase her. My friend Christian saved her. But like yeah, I was just terrified to bring her on tour, but it's been great and everyone's been super responsible. Super big morale boost.
I'm not sure she's going to come to London with you for the Rolling Stone concert or not, but for people who don't know, you're going to be supporting the Stones at concert in London on June 25th. How did that connection get made?
It just came through my agent. Like, I wish there was like a more magical story, but it was just like, do you want to know for the Rolling Stones? Like, nope. And then that's how it happened.
So you're one of the artists that's contributed to Paul McCartney's covers, remixes, album McCartney 3 Imagined. Hard questions, but growing up, a Beatles or a Stones person?
It's hard to pick. I think I was exposed to all of it as a kid, but I have to say probably mostly Beatles.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think I can remember different points in my life when I worked in the music industry. Sometimes it was the Stones, depended on where I was in time. Sometimes it was the Beatles. And it would go back and forth, to be honest.
Well, I know a lot of people who thought that Beatles records were kids' records growing up.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like people my age who were just like, that was what was always on. And I thought they were like a children's band, but it just happens to go so well. It's like it's like SpongeBob. Like the jokes that are for adults or the lyrics that are adults are so obscured that a kid couldn't get it.
Yeah, right.
But they're also absurd, so a kid likes them, you know? You know, like Yellow Submarine, it's drugs. It's about, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're someone on drugs wrote it and a kid now is like, I love submarines. It's the perfect combo.
My guest is Phoebe Bridgers. The album is Punisher. You know it. She's on the reunion tour in our area this week at Brick Celebrate Brooklyn and at Forest Hills June 16th. You've released, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, but you've released one original song since Punisher, and it's Sidelines. It's on the new Hulu adaptation of Sally Rooney's Conversations with Friends. What appealed to you about writing or contributing a piece for a streaming show?
You know, I just loved that book. Nice. I like to say yes to things that are obvious. It's been a really long time since I've been like weighing the options of something, which I feel very lucky about. Like I get a lot of cool opportunities and it just kind of happened to be the perfect one.
Are you a big reader?
Oh yeah.
Oh, what are you reading right now? If you don't mind me asking.
What am I reading right now? My producer Tony bought me a book called The House of Sleep. And I must admit I'm like 5 pages in. I think this tour has been so fun that I do a lot of like running around instead of reading, but it seems interesting so far. He definitely like hyped it up quite a bit. But my last favorite book was The Sympathizer, which is about communism. It's so good.
It's a good one for sure.
It's so good.
Let's circle back to Sidelines. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off. I hear books and I go off. I'm such a book nerd. So, thank you for going with me there. So Sidelines. Let's listen to Sidelines. And then we can talk about it on the other side. This is Sidelines from Conversations with Friends. Can we roll that? Sidelines. You can hear from Conversations with the Friends. It's by Phoebe Bridgers. So you told Variety recently you were striving to write more uplifting music. Is that a challenge for you? Is that something that's about where you are in your life right now?
Yeah, it's just like, it's pretty easy for me to write depressing songs. I don't necessarily think Sidelines is a happy song or anything. That's a challenge and I like to challenge myself. But I like failing at tasks too. Like I like being like, I'm going to write a song about this. And then it is about something else. Like, otherwise it feels like homework, you know, like you can fail and make something cool that isn't what you set out to do.
Oh, you have to be okay with failure or you never try anything totally. New, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So in talking about trying something new, you're going to appear on the Minions soundtrack. from what I understand.
Yeah.
Which let me explain to people a little bit more that Jack Antonoff is going to, he's putting it together, and everybody knows he's the songwriter, producer, singer, everythinger. It's going to feature her, Brittany Howard, Diana Ross, some amazing people. How was it pitched to you? Like, hey, Minion soundtrack? Hey, Jack Antonoff? How did it come to you?
You know, I think it was in the midst of doing backups for the Lord record that Jack was working on.
Uh-huh.
And so there was just like this week of like Jack Antonoff project, and it just seemed really cool. Like it was, it's this awesome Carpenter song that's super sad. Just so, so fun.
Do you plan to work with Jack Antonoff anymore in the future?
I'd love to. I feel like it's inevitable that our paths will cross again. He's great at his job.
What makes him great at his job?
I don't know. I think he just, this is true of all my favorite producers. Like, if you stay excited and you're not jaded and you don't approach every project in the exact same way, I feel the same way about Tony and Ethan, who I make my records with. It's like, mm-hmm. just always listening to music and taking every project as its own thing.
My guest is Phoebe Bridgers. She is on her reunion tour in our area June 15th, 14th, and 15th at Brick Celebrate Brooklyn and at Forest Hill Stadium on June 16th. You know, before I let you go, this month we're expecting the Roe v. Wade decision. We all know what the SCOTUS leaked draft opinion was. And you were very personal. You went out on a limb and you said, you tweeted that you had an abortion. While you were on tour, you went to Planned Parenthood, where they gave you the abortion pill. It was easy. And you wrote, everyone deserves that kind of access. And then you included a list of abortion funds to donate to. Why did you want to share your experience?
You know, I mean, I think it's different for everybody, but I just like the stigma around it, or this like assigned meaning to having an abortion, I find really irritating. It's like, I even got a lot of people that were trying to be supportive of me being like, I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision. It was a super easy decision for me. I think we need to stop assigning mm-hmm. like this heavy weight to what that procedure is, and stop making people do the emotional labor of how everybody else feels about it. It just blows my mind how many opinions are floating around there and how little people listen to the people who actually have to go and do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sore. It's not fun. It's always been inspiring to me growing up. Like, I knew immediately who to call when I found out I was pregnant, because I know so many people who've had abortions, and knowing that kind of support is what was so helpful to me. I just wanted to be, you know, another person like that.
It's, the language is really important. It's healthcare, period.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to start talking about it like it is healthcare, period.
Exactly.
Phoebe Bridgers will be on stage at Celebrate Brooklyn Festival, June 14th, 15th, at Forest Hill Stadium on June 16th. The album is called Punisher. You know it. You love it. Phoebe, hey, thanks for coming back. We appreciate you taking time. You're so busy and all, and it's really nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.